to Rabbi Leibowitz, and let me just find him.
I'm good. Oh.
Okay. Rabbi Leibowitz?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay.
Yasher Koach, I caught the last 20 minutes. Very, very excellent. Now I could cross out the lines that I was going to say. Okay, Yasher Koach. Okay, good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming to learn together this evening. In general, whenever we have an opportunity to learn together, I usually do something related to halacha in some way or another. Tonight, I want to do something a little bit different. I hope you'll indulge me to maybe go out of what you're used to hearing from me, go beyond what you're used to hearing from me, and discuss maybe a little bit more of divrei drush, but I don't think it's drush. I think it's really, pashtos in terms of what it is that we are supposed to get out of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Here we are, just 10 days away from the Seder night, from the first Seder night, and it's going to be an unusual Seder for most of us. It's going to be a very different kind of Seder, and therefore maybe it behooves us to think about what it is that we are supposed to get out of it. What it is, what are the messages that we're supposed to try to impart to our children and to ourselves on the Seder night? What exactly is the theme of the Yom Tov of Pesach? And the obvious answer of what is the theme of the Yom Tov of Pesach, the theme of the Seder night? Well, obviously, it's Yetzias Mitzrayim. But let's dig a little bit deeper into that. Why is remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, why is it so life-changing? Why is it so important? Why does that form how we are and how we live as Jews? How does it bring us closer to the Ribono Shel Olam and thereby enable us to fulfill our mission on earth? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Asei Kuf Nun Zayin, writes about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we have to tell the story, we need to be Marbe L'Saper, he writes, we should explain it in great detail, and there's no doubt that part of what the Rambam is trying to explain to us is what differentiates the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of the Seder from the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that we have each and every day. There's a tradition in the Soloveitchik family and among the Talmidim of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that Rav Chaim used to point out three differences between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But as the greatness of the Jewish religion goes, everyone has the Nusach. The Reb Chaim used to say three differences, but no two Talmidim had the same three differences. So we end up with a list of something like nine differences between the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. For example, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim could be done just by mentioning. It doesn't have to be done b'derech she'ela u'tshuva, with questions and answers like Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is for every day. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim only for the night of the Seder. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim beino levein atzmo. One fulfills it perfectly well by just reciting it to himself without having anybody else around. Whereas the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in its ideal form is shared with other people. It is a story that is imparted to others. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, independent of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Maybe even most notably, Rabbi Gamliel Ayomer, that a kol shalomer shlosh advar malalu, anyone who doesn't say Pesach matzu umarar lo yatsa yedei chavaso. And there's a major discussion in the Rishonim, what has one not fulfilled if they don't mention Pesach matzu umarar? It could be that what they have not fulfilled is the mitzvah of Pesach matzu umarar if they don't talk about it, but it could also be that they haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, meaning Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah that requires props. We can't just talk about it. We need to have items with us that we're going to hold up as props to the story that we're telling. In fact, in the Tshuvas Chesed LaAvram, he writes that maybe the reason there's no bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that any time you have a mitzvah that depends on another mitzvah, The halacha is that mitzvah does not require a bracha. For example, says the Chesed Avraham, there's a mitzvah to be mafresh truma, to separate truma from your produce, and another mitzvah to give truma to the Kohen. But you can't give the truma to the Kohen unless you've already been mafresh the truma. And therefore, there's no birchas hamitzvah on giving truma to a Kohen. So says the Chesed Avraham, maybe that's why there's no bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You can't do it without Pesach, Matzah, Umarar. It's dependent on other mitzvahs. All critical details, important details, about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and none of them are particularly surprising. They all relate to Yetzias Mitzrayim. They relate to how emphatically we tell the story, how we demonstrate the story, and just what kind of experience we're trying to create with the story. But then, the Rambam adds something that maybe could have escaped our attention if we weren't watching with a careful eye. The Rambam writes, V'kolma sheyosef v'yarich. The more that a person adds, and he's ma'arich, he speaks at length about the story. And then he says, U'behodos lo yisbarach alma shegamalnu michasadov. And is thankful to Hashem. Says thank you, shows gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the kindness that he has done for us. The more one does that, yihiyeh yoser tov. Kimo she'amru, kol ha'marech l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim erezu meshubach. That's going to be better, and that's what Chazal are telling us, that if you're marbel l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, it is praiseworthy. What is praiseworthy? Marbel l'saper, not just to tell the story, not just the she'ela u'tshuva, not just the props, not just that it's a sipur and not a zechira. No, marbel l'saper means ubahodos lo yisbarach, to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's examine a little bit what this role of hoda'ah is in telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and why it's such an important element of our mitzvah halayla on the nights of the Seder. And the notion of hoda'ah is also emphasized by the Ramban in Parshas Bo, who says that we have to guard the Pesach night, la'avod bo lefanav ba'achilas Pesach. We have to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam on the Seder night by eating Karban Pesach, uzechiras hanisim, and to recall the miracles. And again, says the Ramban, v'loseis Hallel v'hoda'a lishmo. Not enough to eat the Karban Pesach, not enough to talk about the miracles. Hoda'a, gratitude, thankfulness, to praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the eating of the Pesach, mentioning of the miracles, absolutely essential to the day. But Hallel v'hoda'a are included as equally, if not more, essential to the day. And this idea of hoda'a is not only used by Rishonim to describe the theme of Pesach. We even find the notion of hoda'a embedded in the actual mitzvos halayla. For example, the Marshan, Maseches Brachos, and Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, it wasn't that long ago in the Daf Yomi, it feels like a lifetime ago, but Brachos Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, the Marsha comments, and this similar comment is made by the Vilna Gaon in his commentary to the Haggadah. They both say that the idea of Dalet Kosos, of four kosos shel yayin, is patterned after the dalid shetzrichim lahodos, the four different categories of people that have to bring a karban todah, that have to express hoda'ah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, we were all at one time, like Yordei Hayam, we went through the sea, we were Holchei Midbaros, we went through a desert, we were Cholim Shenisrapu, and we were chavushim bebeis haasurim sheyatsu. We were sick people who were cured of our illness, and we were locked in a jail, and then released from that jail, released from holding in Mitzrayim. And as a result of that, says the Marsha and the Gra, we have four kosos corresponding to the four shetzrichim lahodos, four chiyuvim of hoda'ah. Now, certainly, we have a practice of benching gomel beyond those four cases, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever we have a miraculous salvation, but those are the core cases. Those are the ones that are the basic obligations, where even if it's not something that feels particularly miraculous, when one goes through those particular experiences, there's an automatic mechayev of hoda'ah. And we have this chiyuv of hoda'ah expressing itself in the Dalet Kosos. Furthermore, the Rishonim even write that matzah relates to the lach metoda. And the Torah in Simin Taf Ayin Hey quotes a minag to make matzah out of exactly one isaron of flour. Why would you make matzah out of an isaron of flour? Says the Torah, zecher lelach metoda. Because the matzah should be viewed as lach metoda, as the breads of the carbon toda, of course, was a carbon that was a zevach, it was an animal sacrifice, but it involved 40 lach metoda, along with the actual animal, came along 40 loaves of bread, and the matzah that we have on the Seder night should correspond, should relate to, should remind us of lach metoda. In fact, the Mordechai, when explaining why we use three matzos, the Mordechai writes, because the lach metoda hayu gimel mina matzah. The lach metoda had four different types of wafers or breads, and three out of the four types were matzahs. The remaining type was chametz, but three out of the four were matzah. So we have three matzahs, says the Mordechai, because that corresponds to the lach metoda. Essentially, wherever you look on the Seder night, you find Hoda'ah. You know, one of the things that I've been doing for a number of years already is each year I try to pick a different Haggadah to go through. This year I haven't yet started, it's been a little bit crazy, but each year try to pick a different Haggadah to sort of, you know, find I used to give a Haggadah shiur before Pesach, and I would just collect different Vartlach from a million different Haggadahs. But I found that I came away empty very often. Nice Varts, all nice Varts, but I didn't feel like there was a theme that carried through. So there's a certain value of taking a commentary on the Haggadah and seeing how a particular Adam Gadol viewed the primary message of the Seder night. See, how does the Malbim view the Seder night? How does the Nesivos view the Seder night? How does the Aruch HaShulchan view the Seder night? You go to the Haggadahs that were written, you know, you have to go back to the Rishonim, to the Achronim, to even some recent Achronim. And one of the themes that comes up in a number of the Haggadahs as the primary theme of the Seder night is the theme of Hoda'ah. Now, certainly there are many, many themes. There's the theme of Chinuch, the theme of Talmud Torah, being Malamei Torah to our children. But the theme of Emunah is certainly a critical, critical theme. But the theme of Hoda'ah is one that you can't really get too far in the Seder without coming across the theme of Hoda'ah. And it seems that all of the goals of Pesach, in particular, and Jewish nationhood in general, the theme of Hoda'ah is something that aids us in all of our goals. In all of our goals as Jews and what we're supposed to do, but particularly on the night of the Seder. And I want to highlight how this is true in three ways, some of which Rav Shai already beautifully elaborated on, but I want to highlight how this is true in three ways. When the first way is that when a person expresses a sense of hoda'ah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he or she is more prepared to be a servant of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, the Seder night celebrates the notion of freedom. The Jewish idea of freedom is quite different from the dictionary definition of the term. The Medrash Shachar Tov in Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel, in describing our change in status when we left Mitzrayim, it says, Harei atem b'nei chorin, harei atem b'rushuschem. You are now free. You're now in your own. You have your own self determination. You're b'rushuschem. You're in charge of yourselves. Harei atem avadim shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And you are servants of Hashem. That doesn't seem to be an expression of freedom at all. Avadim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But from a Jewish perspective, that is the definition of freedom. Freedom is not freedom from Mitzrayim. It's freedom to serve Hashem. The Mesilas Yesharim in Parakhas writes that when one considers Rov Hatovos Shakarosh Baruch Hu Ose Ima Adam Kol Ace Uvachol Sha'a, when one considers all of the goodness that Hashem does with man at every moment, at all times, V'hanifla'os ha'gedolos sha'osi imo me'eis ha'leida ad hayom ha'acharon, and all of the miracles that he has done for him from the time that he was born until today, then he's going to recognize how great his obligation is in serving Hashem. Essentially, a healthy sense of hoda'ah brings a person to a healthy sense of avodas Hashem. We are more effective avdei Hashem when we have gratitude. And there is nothing more freeing than having a sense of being an eved Hashem, of being someone who has a mission in life, who feels like we're here for a reason and we're accomplishing that mission as we are here in this world. It is not a negative to feel servitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is part of the definition of freedom. It reminds me, it's similar to, they say that, I think Rav Soloveitchik writes in one of his farm, but I heard recently from an unlikely source, to quote Rav Soloveitchik, I heard from Rav Yisrael Reisman Shlita, Rav Shiva in Tara Vidas, quoting from Rabbi Baum from Tinek, who said over that Rav Soloveitchik once was talking to a psychologist around the time of the Yom Noraim. And the psychologist was saying, you know, I could relate to many of the themes of the Yom Noraim, but this idea of chein tein pachticha, that you should give pacha, that there should be fear. I deal all day with people who have all sorts of fears. Fear is a terrible thing. It's crippling. It tears a person apart. I was just talking to a psychiatrist a couple of days ago. I asked him if he was working. He said he's so nervous about getting the virus. He goes in a spacesuit to work, and he tells, as he's sitting there in his spacesuit, he's telling people who are worried about everything, that don't worry, there's nothing to worry about, everything's going to be okay, everything's going to be fine. So this person said, pachad, who needs pachad? Who needs pachad in their life? And Rav Soloveitchik said, no, you misunderstand. What we're asking is, v'chein tein pachticha. If you have pachad of the Ribbono Shalom, every other pachad becomes irrelevant. It all falls away. None of it matters. If you have the healthy relationship with the Ribbono Shalom, and you know that the Ribbono Shalom is running the world, that one pachad is all the pachad that you're ever going to need. A person has a sense of avdus to the Ribbono Shalom, that's the only avdus you're ever going to need in your life. You're not going to need to be an eved to all the things that we normally are avadim to the things that we thought the world couldn't possibly go on without. I remember years ago I was talking to our dear friend, Yishtav Rufur Shalema, Rabbi Ginsburg, Rabbi Aryeh Zev Ginsburg Shlita, and he was saying how he was talking to someone who was saying that that they would love to, you know, they hear all this mussar about learning with their children and how they should spend more time with it. They'd love to, but they just don't have the time. They just can't. And he said he felt bad for the guy. And then he discovered a couple of days later, someone had mentioned that this fellow had not missed a New York Rangers home game in 17 years. And he said, you know, a fellow doesn't have time to learn with his child. And he hadn't missed a New York Rangers home game in 17 years. You know, it's all a matter of what we think is negotiable and what we think is not negotiable. We're all avadim to something. There are people, hopefully mostly teenagers, who are avadim to the sports world. And guess what? It all stopped. Somehow the sports radio still continues. I have no idea what they talk about all day. But it all stopped. The whole thing. It just stopped. And it doesn't matter, and none of it matters. And we're avadim to money, and we're avadim to everything, to so many different things. But you only need to be avdei Hashem. And that's one thing that comes into focus when we think about hoda'a. Hoda'a brings a person to avdus of Hashem. A second goal of the Seder, through hoda'a, is that hoda'a brings a person in a very clinical way to a sense of simcha. This is part of the chayrus. It's part of being an Eved Hashem also. Somewhat surprisingly, the single greatest predictor of happiness that psychologists find is one's level of gratitude. Not one's job, not one's family, not one's wealth, not even one's health. How much gratitude a person feels and expresses. I read once that I'll read the quote. I don't remember where it's from, but two psychologists, Dr. Robert A. Emmons of the University of California, Davis, and Dr. Michael E. McAuliffe of the University of Miami, have done much of the research on gratitude. In one study, they asked all participants to write a few sentences each week, focusing on particular topics. One group wrote about things they were grateful for that had occurred during the week, and a second group wrote about daily irritations or things that had displeased them. And the third wrote about events that had affected them with no emphasis on being either positive or negative, sort of a control group. And after 10 weeks, those who wrote about gratitude were more optimistic and felt better about their lives. By forcing themselves to just think about what they're grateful for and to put pen to paper, to write down, these are the things that I'm grateful for. Just by forcing them to go through that exercise, it made them happier people. Surprisingly, they also exercised more and had fewer visits to physicians than those who focused on sources of aggravation. Another leading researcher in the field, Dr. Martin P. Seligman, a psychologist at the University of Pennsylvania, tested the impact of various positive psychology interventions on 411 people, each compared with a control assignment of writing about early memories. When the week's assignment was to write and personally deliver a letter of gratitude to someone who had never been properly thanked for his or her kindness, participants immediately exhibited a huge increase in happiness scores. This impact was greater than that from any other intervention, with benefits lasting for a month. Hoda'ah. Hoda'ah is part of Simchas Yom Tov. A person wants to feel a sense of joy on Yom Tov. How do you do it? How do you feel a sense of joy with everything that's going on around us? We're not used to seeing things like this. You know, people are telling us, but you know what it was like in the Holocaust or in this period of Jewish history, in that period of Jewish history? We didn't experience those things. We're not used to seeing things like this. How do we experience a joy of a Yom Tov knowing that our parents, our in-laws, our grandparents are sitting alone at a Seder? How do you enjoy Yom Tov like that? How do they enjoy Yom Tov like that? Where's the Simchas Yom Tov? And the answer might be, or part of the answer is, Hoda'ah. If we have proper Hoda'ah, we count our blessings, and we realize how historically fortunate we are that this is the greatest challenge we've ever had in our entire lives. That to have that Hoda'ah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for all of the brachos that remain with us, even as so many seem to be taken from us day after day, that brings us to a certain sense of simcha. We find that simcha in general is not based on what a person's circumstances in life are, but based on one's attitude toward those circumstances in life. And finally, the third and final point, I realize I only have 5 minutes left, and perhaps most related to this Yom Tov in particular, and this year in particular, gratitude not only helps a person be an Eved Hashem. Hoda'ah does not only help a person experience Simchas Yom Tov. Hoda'ah helps a person weather all of the storms in life. The Wall Street Journal reported in November of 2017 that Paul Mills, the director of the Center of Excellence for Research and Training in Integrative Health at the University of California, San Diego, had heart patients keep gratitude journals for 2 months. They could write anything that they were grateful for, even as they were suffering from heart problems. They could write about family, friends, nature, a blue sky in the morning, anything that they're grateful for. They could write long essays or just a few words. And the Wall Street Journal reports everyone who kept a journal was less depressed, slept better, and had lower levels of inflammation than those who received the usual care but didn't keep a journal. One of the vegetables that the Mishnah lists as kosher for Marar is Tamcha. I think Rav Shai pointed out, the Chasam Sofer writes, Tamcha is Rashi Tevis of Tamn Misaprim Kvod Kel. The idea of the Seder is not simply that we're free people experiencing a good time, but that we go through very challenging times. Halach Ma'anya. The Jews are no stranger to Lach Ma'anya. That's something that we go through. but we'll always persevere because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us and that we're able to show how grateful we are for each of the blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us. I once heard from Ram Shor Shlita that the gematria of Maror is the same as Chesed Shebechesed. Maror. When we recognize Hashem's Chesed, even in our Maror, our lives become enriched, and we have the strength to make it through, no matter how difficult the times become. Research has shown that people who express gratitude, regardless of their previous level of happiness, experience an increase in happiness. However, those who are most depressed experience the greatest jump in happiness after expressing their gratitude. Meaning to say, the more depressed you are, the more challenged you feel, the more difficult it is for you to feel happiness, the greater the benefit of expressing gratitude. Feeling gratitude is not enough. Those positive effects are only fully actualized when one expresses gratitude. It's amazing. I'm not into academic research so much. This did not take long to find all of this stuff. The academic research on the topic, which is put out by totally secular institutions who are often hostile toward religion, clearly recommend sincere prayer as a potent form of expressing gratitude and thereby improving our lives. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is about several themes, for sure. And some of those themes are going to be difficult to experience this year. The theme of chinuch, the theme of generations, sharing Mesorah, one to the next, to the next, to the next. Sometimes you have families that are four or five generations at a table, and now you don't have more than two. But the Rishonim specifically highlighted this one element that can transform our entire Yom Tov and our entire lives as Ovdei Hashem, as Balei Simcha, as people who feel a sense of Simcha, and as people who are able to weather any storm that life puts in our way, that the Ribbono Shel Olam puts in our way, by highlighting the need to be grateful. And again, to close with the words of the Rambam, that Kol Mashe Yosef Yarich Ubahodos Lo Yisbarach Al Mashe Gomalnu Mechasadav. The more Hoda'o we have to Hashem, Ye Yoser Tov Kmosha Amru, Kalamaruch, the Saper Beatius Mitzrayim, Hareza Meshubach.